treasure hunt in Troon. Luckily for the locals, he's not in a Lycra catsuit. Good morning again, Richard.
Good morning again, Fred. Yes, I was on a mini treasure hunt. Can I just say that about the bluffing thing about culture? You know, you were talking about Catch-22.
Catch-22, yes.
I never bothered reading Catch-22 because I hadn't read the first 21. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
No, you don't need to. It's a good gag. Well done.
Thank you very much.
I didn't bother reading Catch-22 because I got to about this fourth chapter several times and couldn't be bothered with it.
Well, indeed.
Right. Okay, we heard the first clue.
How did you get on? Not very well. I needed Holly, who's a girl studying her exams at the moment, who's come down here to help out at the stables at the back of the B&B, so-called, in inverted commas, because it's nothing like a B&B I've ever seen. In fact, Elaine just told me there that she's had a booking for 8 people, thanks to this particular item.
Oh, dear.
I know.
There are many other excellent B&Bs in the length and breadth of the country that we strongly recommend also.
Cover ourselves there. Anyway, but Holly, yeah, she had to, because there were a number of different stables. Muppet was obviously the name of an animal, wasn't it? I got that quite quickly, obviously. But there were
an animal was the name of a Muppet.
Yeah, that's right. And there were about 12 stables with different names on the front, and I couldn't find it. This one was tucked around the corner, hidden away.
That's a strange name for a horse.
Yes, I know. And it wasn't even in. When I found Muppet on the door, it wasn't even in there. Tethered it up around the back to make it extra hard.
I thought he was maybe out in the gallops.
Indeed it was. And I managed to give it some carrots and an apple and had my photograph taken with it just to prove that I'd found Muppet.
That was the bunch to munch.
What a lovely little Shetland it was.
And now that did you not get a shot on Muppet? Did you not get a shot on him?
No, you know, I think it was probably more Lara's size.
Right.
It wouldn't have been much fun for either of us if I tried to attempt to mount Muppet, I think.
Or vice versa.
Exactly. Clue two.
Yes, clue two.
Estefan, Gaynor and Hunniford are the clue. Better make sure you wipe your feet too. And I thought, be on about. But then I thought, doormat, came round to the front door of the B&B and then looked up, coat of arms above the door. Is where Gloria is to be found.
Right.
Because a little clue that Elaine gave me was, think where Gloria might appear. That's... And I thought, television. But that wasn't obviously the answer. It was a coat of arms above the front door.
Wow.
Virtutis Gloria Mercis, I think, is the Latin. And I happen to know what that means, because... no, I don't. Thank you, Elaine. You threw that away to inform me. How dare you. I don't know what it means, but I did know a minute ago. So that was the clue too found. I found that pretty quickly, much more quickly than I did Muppet the little Shetland pony, I must admit.
Now, Elaine is obviously there. Can you pass it over again, please?
I shall.
2, 3. Hello, Elaine.
Hello, Fred.
Now, apart from the odd treasure hunt, what other sort of activities could you do when staying down in Troon?
Well, there's the obvious, which is golf.
Yes.
We have the municipal courses, and then we have... the championship courses, which are all quite close by. And then, of course, we have Killeen Castle, which is based down in Ayr.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And we have Dundonald Castle, which is only a 5-minute drive away from here. And then, of course, you can step on the train, a 35-minute journey from Troon, and that would take you up to Glasgow. And again, onward to Edinburgh, if you really wanted to.
If you really wanted to, yes.
it's a great base.
I was driving over to work this morning. There was a full moon in the sky, and I'm guessing that the sun's up because I just had a wee look over my shoulder there. It looks like it's just an absolutely fantastic day. Do you reckon that's Troon at its best on a day like this?
Or, you know, a fresh, crisp? Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It's actually, the sun's got a little bit of heat in it as well, so we're actually outside in T-shirts.
February the 2nd, it's not right.
In the golf course on a day like this.
Well, I know. To be honest, I'd be far rather skiing on a day like this, but those days are gone now, and in the past they must remain, I guess. What more is lying ahead for Richard on his treasure hunt?
Well, I think we're going to take him round to the stables to meet the girls.
Right.
They're all sort of looking forward to that. They're a bit excited.
The stable girls?
Yes, they're a bit excited.
Uh-huh.
So we'll take him around there. So I'll pass you over to him.
I'm a wee bit giddy myself, to be honest.
Make your way down.
Pass me back to Katie and there'll be a tremble in his voice. Richard, how much fun are we providing you with this morning?
The sky is blue, the sun's shining down, and I'm about to be introduced to some excited girls. It doesn't get much better than this, Fred, does it?
Well, we shall keep coming back to you and find out what the... Well, we won't, actually. You go down and find out what the prize is, and you'll discover that, actually, when you get back, OK?
Right, OK.
Enjoy the rest of your wee breakdown in Troon.
I will do. It's been fantastic.
It's not a wee breakdown in Troon. It's a wee break in Troon.
That's right, yeah.
OK, have a great time, Richard.
Thank you very much,
Take
Fred.
Take care. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Now. Right, it's 17 and a half minutes past 9, 10, you're listening to Fred McCauley, and Vicky Johnson's with me. We're asking for bluffs this morning.